Welcome to the wrestling show that's not just for wrestling fans. This is Smark and Friends on lovewrestling.ca. My name is Zach and I'll be your host. Joining me today is a Montreal comedian. He is the recipient of the 2021 Lifetime Achievement Award from the Montreal Fringe Festival. Mr. Walter J. Ling joins me on today's episode of Smark and Friends. Now, it's a bit of a big weekend for our little fandom. You might have heard there's this grassroots event called WrestleMania happening all weekend long. Well, Walter is going to be hosting a two-night WrestleMania watch party weekend at Champs Sports Bar right here in the city. There's going to be comedians, there's going to be wrestling talent from the IWS, as you know, it's my favorite local promotion. They're all going to be there, so we're talking all about that. Now, I know that's a very local flavor, and we have listeners from all across Canada and all around the world, so, you know, it's not exclusively talking about that. We're also going to be jumping into a big talk about celebrity involvement in WrestleMania. We've got a few happening this year, of course. We're one of the Paul brothers, whose name escapes me now, is involved in the tag team match with The Miz, taking on the Mysterios, and the one we really take a deep dive into is, of course, our hometown boy, Sami Zayn, taking on Johnny Knoxville at the Show of Shows this coming weekend. We're very excited about it, we're excited to talk about it, but before we jump into that, I gotta thank the good people who keep the lights on here at Love Wrestling. I'm, of course, talking about Manscaped. Support for Love Wrestling is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels, and they just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. So join the over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer that we have here for you. Head over to manscaped.com, use our promo code LOVEWRESTLING. You're going to get 20% off your order. You're going to get free shipping wherever you are in the globe. Just head over to manscaped.com, promo code LOVEWRESTLING, 20% off, free shipping. Your balls will thank you. We're back with Walter just after this very short message.
Hello, friends. Spencer Love here to interrupt your drive time commute or your regularly scheduled podcast listen to tell you about Love Wrestling, the brand new destination to find out more about what you love in the squared circle. We've got previews, reviews, breaking news, interviews, opinion pieces, features, and more all under one convenient location. Head to lovewrestling.ca, youtube.com/lovewrestlingca, or your preferred podcast player of choice, because you want to check out what you love about pro wrestling.
And we are back. He is a stand-up comedian out of right here in Montreal, Walter J. Ling. How are you, friend?
Oh, I'm better now, Zach.
It's great. I'm doing well. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me today. I know it's a busy week for you. Again, you got an exciting event happening this weekend, bringing a little WrestleMania flavor to Montreal at Champs Sports Bar.
It's an exciting event. It's a stupendous event.
Stupendous.
I got to read them. Two-night event. And it all goes down to Champs this weekend for the greatest two-night WrestleMania of all time, Zach. Are you going to be there?
I am looking at Sunday. Okay. My fingers are crossed right now.
But well, you know, you could show up just Sunday, or you could show up just Saturday, or you could do both, and you can, you know, like, sleep on the sidewalk in between, you know, because, like, you probably can't sleep at Champs. I mean, you can, but I wouldn't encourage it. I mean, you physically can, but it's definitely not encouraged. Don't sleep there.
Will you be taking the sidewalk route for your camping out?
No, I have a home and a wife and a child, so I'll probably try to go home in between, you know, like, and be a reasonable human.
Yeah, sounds fair, absolutely.
There'll be plenty of points that you might see me on Saturday and Sunday where I might not seem like a reasonable human. But in between, you know, different story.
Right on. Like, in regards to this, I know Perfect Bite Productions had a hand. You've also been cross-promoting and putting this event together with IWS. Yeah. Did you get the ball rolling on all this for this weekend?
I did, along with my producing partner, Chris Vendito. I got to meet the new management and owners at Champs Sports Bar, because I went through a management change not so long ago, and I got to meet them randomly one night, and, you know, we were chatting and we're looking at the room, and they cleaned it up in there and it looks decent. And so we were talking about, you know, maybe doing some shows in there. And this was a few weeks ago. And I was like, well, you know, WrestleMania is coming up. I like wrestling. Other comics like wrestling. People like wrestling. we should do a wrestling event here. You're a sports bar. Wrestling is a sport, and, you know, let's watch wrestling. And, you know, it'll be a whole thing. It'll be comedians there and actual wrestlers from the IWS, the PCP, Crazy Fucking Manny.
Hell yeah.
You know, the founder of the IWS, he's gonna be there for sure. I mean, don't hold me to it, but I have it on good authority that the hardcore hero, the Green Phantom, might be there. The IWS Canadian champion, maybe he might be there. And, you know, and who knows? Who else might show up to the champ zone? No one knows.
Like you said, it's a perfect fit, man. I mean, Champs is like they tout themselves as the oldest sports bar in Montreal, and I wasn't able to verify that, but I don't know. Sounds plausible.
Why would they lie?
Why would they lie? What good reason? Did you have an existing relationship with people at IWS in advance of this?
Sort of, yeah, because I've been sort of kicking around the Montreal independent wrestling scene for a little bit in one way or another. How did you know me originally, Zach?
Well, I was actually wondering about that myself. I think it might be through the producer of this show, Tina Lullum. Does that name ring a bell?
I don't know, man, but like, so it's funny. So before we get to that, just as a bit of an aside, the ball got rolling on me being on this podcast when Zach ran into me a couple weeks back at an IWS event, and then messaged me the next day. This is a funny story. It's a really funny story. Zach messages me the next day and says, "Hey man, it was good to see you. Sorry if I called you the wrong nickname or a nickname that you didn't appreciate or something." Now I was just like, "Yeah, no worries, man. I'm sorry if I seem cross." Now here, I'll tell you this now live, Zach.
Yeah.
I remember absolutely none of that. I had no idea when you told me that the next day. I was like, I don't remember that incident happening. I don't remember what you called me. I don't remember how I reacted to it.
Well, you know what it was? I don't think we've actually had any kind of like in-person dialogue. I think I only knew you from Instagram, Twitter, and like through any kind of soft networking through Tina, yeah, or whoever else. And I was thinking of your Twitter handle, which is Wally Good Times. You can see it at the bottom of the screen right there. And yeah, like, again, like I knew it wasn't anything bad that I called you, but I knew you identified like your name on anything else is Walter. And, you know, I don't know you well enough to just throw a nickname out there. Like, but like you said, I too was enjoying several adult beverages that night.
But I hope I didn't react poorly.
No, not at all. That was only like my own internal, like, oh my goodness. Yeah,
you got me worried there that I had gotten like aggressive with you.
No. You were absolutely polite. I was just, I was acting against my own set of scruples.
Keep my fucking Twitter handle out your mouth.
Well, thank God we're not in person. Otherwise I'd get a backhand across the face right now.
Good time.
Oh, that was a good show. I was in, I don't know about you, but I was having some of Green Phantom's beer that night.
Oh, yeah, had a couple Green Phantom beers, too. Had a couple shots of tequila, had a vodka soda.
What?
it was a hell of a night, yeah. Oh.
Well, aside from Phantom, aside from PCP Manny, who do you like to watch at IWS?
I mean, I always get a kick out of Sexy Eddie matches. Those are great, and you know, man, but I pop of the night for me last time that event though was the return of the homecoming of 2.0.
yeah,
and you know, that was like heavily advertised, and then they came out and they did a little switcheroo on the entrance music. They came out, so another fun little side story. For years and years, the one song I had saved on my phone, like my smartphone, you know, like people have like a bunch of songs sometimes on their phones. Right. I had one song, and it was Tina Turner's Simply the Best, because I used to be the ring announcer for IWS. And one time before the show started, Big Magic comes over to me, where he's like, I don't know if they got the song queued up. I don't know if they got Simply the Best. They used to come out to Simply the Best, right?
Right.
And I'm like, I'll download it for you, buddy. I got you. So like, I went on iTunes, I bought the song and everything. Like, that's why I have. And like, so standing there, hearing them start to come out to Simply the Best, and then it's switching to Judas by Fozzy. Oh, that was great. That was just the best.
That really. I'm telling this story for the second time, 2 weeks in a row on this show. Last week, I had comedian Casey Corbin out of Toronto. We ended up talking. Yeah, Casey's great. We ended up talking about 2.0, and I mentioned the very same homecoming and how I lost my voice for about 3 or 4 days after they played Judas. Oh my God, what a show that was, really. Oh man. So yeah, cycling back to the WrestleMania watch party. Oh man, I've already forgot the marquee. The extravaganza,
WrestleMania watch party weekend.
Yeah, but I was like looking for the adjectives that I was stupendous. So rightfully stupendous. Oh,
stupendous.
Stupendous WrestleMania watch party. Yeah, you've touted some top Montreal comics who are going to be in attendance. Who you got, man?
Oh, so yeah, and so we got, so these are, there's a great cross section of good comics and wrestling aficionados in this city. So we'll also have my producing partner, Chris Vendito, on hand, plus Sarag Maledian, Tyler Lemko, of formerly of Epic Mealtime fame.
Oh, wow.
And Vance Michelle, who co-hosts the World's Smallest Open Mic with me every Monday at Hurley's. And you know, there'll be some other special drop-ins on top of that too. So like, you just be getting a great little who's who.
Absolutely. Like an event like this, like any, in my experience, any WrestleMania party I've attended, some people will bring like their uninitiated fans and welcome them to the party and enjoy a little wrestling. Do you think this party is the party for them as well?
I think so, you know, cause it'll definitely be like a hangouty kind of festive atmosphere. I mean, obviously, you know, I imagine most of the people there will be probably pretty, you know, like committed wrestling fans. Sure. You'd imagine. There might be some casuals, which is fine. You know, WrestleMania is a night all about, is a night almost geared towards the casual wrestling fan. You know, they have all these celebrities coming in, and this is a good seg actually to what I think you actually wanted to talk about.
Bingo.
I plan
my questions accordingly. There's a structure here.
And I'm selling it to you here. There's always a little something for everybody at WrestleMania. It's hard not to appreciate the spectacle of WrestleMania, even if you're like not much of a wrestling fan at all. I think it's the one night a year anybody can be a wrestling fan. So definitely come out. And you know, there'll be a bunch of all this like comedy stuff and prizes, fabulous prizes as well. So you know, something for everybody.
Once again, this is a free event. We're going to have links in the description to the event. You do have to reserve a ticket, from what I understand.
Yeah, real easy. Go on Eventbrite, look up the WrestleMania Watch Party weekend, and there's two events actually, one for night one and one for night two, and the tickets are free to reserve. And like, that's just so we have kind of an idea of how many people will be showing up. That's all that is. And you know, obviously, we'll once you're there, we'll accept a donation if you'd like to make one. We call these kind of pay what you can events. But you know, like if you just want to spend all your money at the bar, that's fine. You know, we're not gonna hold a gun to your head. You know, at least early in the night.
So you read my segue loud and clear. I was working up to things that appeal to the casual wrestling fan. That is, of course, celebrity involvement, which I wanted to like pick your brain about. I would love to continue talking about the event happening this weekend. But again, we only have a small cross section of listeners actually from here in Montreal. We got a broad audience that we want to appeal to. And so let's talk celebrity involvement in wrestling. First off, like, how do you think it's best executed? Like, what are things that promoters should generally avoid when they're actually doing like welcoming a celebrity into a wrestling ring?
I think the worst thing you could do is get a celebrity who is really, really, really just exclusively doing it for the money. I think anybody that you want to have like involved in the product at least has to have some kind of interest or knowledge of the thing, you know. And I think, and we've seen, I think, like, the best celebrity involvement, the best celebrity bits or whatever, is when it's a person who is, who has been into the product, or who is, like, reverential of the product.
Yeah.
And you know, like, and we've seen that with different celebrities that use their WrestleManias over the years to varying effect, you know. And,
right.
Notoriously, like, I think, yeah, like, William Shatner, who was, like, pretty cool, like, was a pretty good guest.
And, yeah, him and Hot Rod.
Exactly, yeah. But then, you know, like, and if people are completely clueless, like, who's the guy, what's the famous guy that on announce, who the, you know, how much does this guy weigh, like, the
sports. Oh, yeah. I know who you're referring, yeah, exactly, to, the Botchamania infamous, fame right, exactly, there. The
infamous, so, like, you can't just, like, throw in people that are completely clueless as to what's going on and expect them to kind of get the vibe of wrestling. That's why, like, I'm okay with them bringing in somebody like Logan Paul. Is it Logan or Jake? I always mess this up.
I think it's Logan.
Yeah. But it's like people are like, yeah, Logan Paul, whatever. Yeah, okay, yeah, he's an obnoxious celebrity. But if anybody's going to get, like, the pro wrestling thing, it's going to be Logan Paul. It's going to be this guy. And he's in a program with the Miz. That's fine. You know, like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fun. You know, and the Johnny Knoxville thing with our boy, Montreal.
Yeah.
Dane. Again, that, I think I'm good with this. Some people might be like, oh, this is, you know, they're wasting Sami Zayn on this, like, celebrity program. I don't think so. I think it's a very high profile WrestleMania program for Sami Zayn. I think it's this, they're using Sami Zayn as they should be, which they haven't always. Mm-hmm. This is exactly how he should be used. And somebody like, you know, Johnny Knoxville, even though he's starting to get on in the years, you know, knows how to take a bump, knows how to, like, roll around and do some physical stuff. So, you know, it should be fine. And I'm sure it'll all be heavily scripted or whatever. And they're having a anything goes match. So they're essentially having a street fight, but you got to figure it's going to be more of a comedic street fight than like a really kind of violent brawl, you know, like, definitely. I doubt there's going to be a lot of blading in the Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn grudge match here.
Yeah. Who knows what else, but probably not blading.
Probably not a lot of blading.
Yeah, so it's safe to say that you're in generally in favor of celebrity participation at the show of shows.
I think, and I've mellowed on that over the years, because, like, you know, maybe, like, a few years ago, I'm like, nah, it's bullshit, it's crap. We need like, you know, like, five star Budokan classics, you know, like,
right.
five star Tokyo Dome classics. That's all. It's like, no, but it's like, whatever. It's fun. It's WrestleMania. It's the time for it, you know.
Absolutely. Aside from Hot Rod, any off the top of your head that kind of come to mind that you look back on fondly?
Celebrity yeah. Involvement? So, okay, I thought, obviously, before you know, he ever talked about, like, running for president or whatever, the Trump spot was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I begrudgingly, like, have to agree
use,
with
that
you.
That was a good use of a celebrity. And it was kind of insane, though, because, like, if you think about how that started, that went back to when he had, like, that feud with, like, Rosie O'Donnell, and he had said some stuff about Rosie O'Donnell, and Vince capitalized on that or whatever, and they had like, I think they initially had an impersonator of Donald Trump or something, and they had, like,
oh yeah,
and they had, like, a Rosie O'Donnell impersonator. And they never had the real Rosie O'Donnell.
No.
But then this led to, like, the real Donald Trump showing up. And it was kind of a weird way to get there. But, like, but the, you know, which this led, that led to, but that led to, you know, Umaga versus Bobby Lashley. And, like, that's pretty
huge
cool.
Money. Huge that's money match, cool, too.
You know, yeah. Like, and if that's the, and I mean, you know, if that's the, how we got to that match, and, like, you know, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. Like the I don't know. I'm thinking about stuff like from when I was a kid. Like I started watching like during the Attitude Era and stuff. I guess same. Like the Mike Tyson wow. As a kid. So like I'm like 11. I don't know, 11, 12 years old when the Mike Tyson angle happens. Right.
Right.
That was extremely difficult to discern from like from fiction to discern reality from fiction. There, that was about like the line was extremely blurred. You knew Mike Tyson was a crazy person. he had done the Evander Holyfield spot, I think, at that point. Like, so, and then, like, when there was the brawl, the whole posse and stuff, and it wasn't really wrestlers with him, it was boxing people, and it was like, and you never, like, as a kid, we'd never seen that, so that was pretty cool, too. That was, like, I think that set the bar for massive, like, kind of celebrity involvement.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that just, it raised everyone around Tyson to, like, it brought WWE up to mainstream level. Yeah. Austin especially. Yeah, can't go wrong with that one.
Like, whatever they pay Tyson, worth it.
Yeah, dividends. They are making money hand over fist during that era, and, like, largely attributed to him. What do you think of Bad Bunny last year? You know, he had that tag team match.
I forgot all about that. Bad Bunny was, like, obviously super passionate about the product. Yeah. Like, trained and shit. Had a good match. He had a good match again with the Miz. Like, I think, like you know, say what you want about the Miz, but, like, the guy's a pro, and, like, he works around everybody, makes everybody look like $1 million. I had no complaints about that. There was the cool intro with the truck and everything, and, like, that was fine. Yeah.
Some cool stuff all around when someone like Bad Bunny and brings his passion to the WWE. You already touched upon it, but we were cycling to a conversation about Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville at large, because I think this is a really interesting program. Like, you know, again, it's pro wrestling meets, like, nostalgia, which with Jackass Forever is just really built upon. Is this feud doing anything for you? Is that one, like, one that you're looking forward to at this year's WrestleMania?
I generally don't get around to watching SmackDown too often.
Sure.
But, I've been sort of paying attention sort of from the sidelines on this one. But it definitely is interesting. I kind of want to see, like I said, I want to see what they're going to do with it. There's the one kind of sort of mild controversy that a few people talking about it is that, you know, Johnny Knoxville did mention that in the production of the last Jackass movie that, you know, he sustained a pretty bad concussion from getting gored by a bull, I believe. And so I think when he announced that he'd be having a match at WrestleMania, I think some people were a little bit skeptical or concerned about the level of physicality that might entail. But again, I think it's like, I don't think either parties are going into this with, like, you know, kind of like wild intentions or without doing something that's going to be heavily scripted. So I think they're carefully weighing their, and again, I really kind of feel like it's going to be more comedic than anything, which is fine.
Yeah, I'm all for that, but, like, and I certainly have those same concerns about physicality because I saw the same clips that everyone's been referring to. But he got pretty physical at the Royal Rumble. Like, he threw some really convincing elbows, and then he took the Huluva kick from Sammy. I don't know what to make of it, really.
We'll see, man. Like, the match is probably not going to. It's probably going to be about 10 minutes and done. I figure, with about a 10-minute promo package beforehand.
And, that's a good point.
Yeah, and that'll be it. You know, and it'll be fun. And where are they doing that? Saturday or Sunday? Do you know?
I think that's Saturday, but you know, don't quote me.
Feels
on this.
Like a Saturday match.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, Sammy versus Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like you. I haven't been watching SmackDown. I've been kind of watching from the sidelines, but this is one of those feuds that has done really well with its use of social media because, again, Johnny Knoxville's resorting to, like, the classic Jackass prank of putting his rival's phone number up on an airplane. Yeah. And again, Sami Zayn is just committing to it. He's answering, like, a handful of these calls. He's posting screenshots.
A buddy of mine, a comedian I know, claims to have gotten him on the phone twice. Twice. I don't know how true it is, but he claims he spoke to him and everything. I was like, all right.
I mean, I'm sure he can call from two numbers, but at this point, you have to imagine Sammy would block said numbers one at a time.
You'd think so.
Yeah, again, like, while not watching SmackDown, I've been pretty engaged in this feud, and I think I've actually been able to convince a couple uninitiated wrestling fans to check out this match after they grew up on the Jackass era and the Attitude era, so I think this is going to appeal.
And because of, like, the nature of Jackass and Johnny Knoxville's reputation, it's a more, like, kind of, like, organic integration of a celebrity than it otherwise would be, where, you know, where it's just like, here's a big celebrity, and it's just like, he's got a movie, but it's like, no, this makes sense. Like, this is a celebrity feud that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's being very, very effective. Yeah. I imagine we'll see a couple other members of the Jackass troupe showing up in this match as well.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, like, they had Wee Man come with them ringside for the Royal Rumble, so I think it's only appropriate if, I don't know, Steve-O and whoever else comes ringside for this one. If Knoxville can't bump, I'm sure someone else in the entourage can.
I was going to say, or if what's-his-face there... if what's his face cleans up his act and shows up there.
Oh, yeah. The name is escaping me myself.
Yeah. the one that got cut out of the last movie, basically.
Right. Can only hope he finds his way and gets cleaned up. Of course, yeah. So ultimately, though, Sammy versus Johnny Knoxville, WrestleMania Night 1 or Night 2, TBD. Who do you think wins?
Probably Johnny Knoxville. I mean, like that kind of feud is. It's like designed to put over the celebrity in this case, right? Because, like,
yeah,
I mean, Sami Zayn is basically like he's like an old timey like silent movie villain almost. You know, like he needs to get his comeuppance, I believe, at WrestleMania. So, safe money is Knoxville taking that one, I believe.
I think you're right, and while I'm not a betting man, that is certainly where I'd be placing my money on Knoxville versus Sami this coming weekend at WrestleMania. Which, of course, you can catch if you're in Montreal at Champs Sports Bar in Montreal for the the stupendous WrestleMania watch party weekend. Oh boy, that's a mouthful. Yeah. Walter, why don't you do that sign off? This doesn't seem like I should be trying to remember all these words.
This Saturday, Knoxville versus Montreal, Sami Zayn at Champs Sports Bar. Wow.
Marvelous. And where can the audience follow you on social media, friend?
Again, at the aforementioned best Twitter handle ever, at Wally Goodtime. Just Walter Ling on Instagram and Walter Ling on Facebook. That's Ling with a Y. Look me up. You'll find me. Thank you. Thank you very much, Zach, for having me today.
Thank you for joining me.
It was very fun. I'm glad I wasn't mean to you with that wrestling show.
Additional support for Love Wrestling is brought to you by RK Athletics. If you're in the Edmonton area, you should be reaching out to Rich King in regards to your fitness goals, whatever they might be. Head over to rkathletics.ca, fill out the form, let him know what you're pursuing in regards to your fitness goals. And again, he's a very casual guy too, so if you just want to drop him a DM on Twitter or Instagram, it's rkathletics1. And again, if you're not in the Edmonton area, you should still check out the site because there's a lot of really cool online resources that are available for you to check out. Start chasing your dreams with RK Athletics. Walter Ling, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me on today's episode of Smark and Friends. I know this is a busy week. You're getting ready for the stupendous WrestleMania watch party weekend happening this Saturday and Sunday at Champs Sports Bar right here in Montreal. Once again, if you're in Montreal, the link is in the description below this episode, whether you want to attend Saturday or Sunday or both, free tickets, just as a bit of an RSVP, bit of a courtesy for the hardworking staff who are going to be there. Once again, rub shoulders with some of Montreal's best comics and some of the best talent at the IWS. Yes, you know what's happening. My cat is causing trouble over there, and that is what it is. Once again, give Walter a follow on social media, and if you like what you heard, please head over to ratethispodcast.com/lovewrestling. Love Wrestling CA. Almost forgot that part. You're not going to be rating just Smark and Friends. You're going to be rating all the content being created very proudly here at Love Wrestling. We're talking Between Two Beards, Power Out, NXT, Friend and Foe with Cody Defoe, Spencer Love interviews, all that good stuff. Astrid Asks. Cannot forget Astrid Asks. All that quality content here at lovewrestling.ca. And if you want to follow me, my social media is SmarkMouth on Twitter, at Smark.Mouth on Instagram, and you can follow the show at Smark and Friends on Facebook and on Twitter. And of course, you can follow at lovewrestlingca on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I always say Twitch instead of Twitter. They're too similar. Their branding departments have to have a conversation. And of course, TikTok. Thanks for joining our conversation with Walter J. Ling. We're going to be back next week. Till then, friends.